Phoenix Audio presents
Distant Danger. The Smoke People by Walter Satterthwaite. Palm trees wicked past the open windows. Ahead and rapidly approaching were the beach road and the seawall. Beyond lay a tawny stretch of sand and the blue, glittering expanse of Indian Ocean, a few faraway dhows with shark fin sails loafing across it. Constable Kabari began to slow the Toyota Land Cruiser, as though trying to persuade the stop sign at the corner that he might break precedent and actually obey the traffic laws. Abruptly, he released the clutch, floored the gas pedal, and wrenched at the steering wheel. Tires wailing, lurching on its stiff suspension, the Toyota spun to the right and sprinted south, skidding and skittering. Kobari cackled once, delighted, worked up through the gears with wicked relish, then turned and grinned at Sergeant Andrew Mubutu. Andrew, who had many times witnessed Kobari's impersonation of Steve McQueen, was not impressed. "One day," he said in Swahili, "you'll kill us both." "It's the reflexes, Sergeant," explained Kobari seriously. "The reflexes and the timing. If both are good, you need never worry." "And what of the tires?" asked Andrew. "Suppose one had burst just then." Kobari considered this for a moment. At last he said, "In that case, the car would have gone over the seawall, and we would both be dead." Andrew nodded. "Splendid." "But the tires didn't burst," said Kobari easily, and returned to lancing his Maserati down the straight at Monte Carlo. He was young yet, still lived in a world where every betrayal was an astonishment, hopeless really talking to him. Tarmac humming beneath them, they raced along the road.